Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. We're going to go ahead and get started if you're available.
Okay. Yeah, I put myself on mute. Hope Allah bless you with a good kubba.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. Allah bless you. Appreciate your support. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir.
Ready for the khutbah, please. Assalamu alaikum.
Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, we're always happy and feeling blessed to be together here at the Jumu'ah prayer. We're going to go ahead and get started by opening up with the Khutbah al-Hajjah. This is the authentic opening that Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, always used to open up the meetings and address the believers. And it goes as, Alhamdulillah, نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده Warasuluhu. And in the English translation, we're saying, truly praise be to Allah. We seek his help and his forgiveness, and we seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and from our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray, and whomsoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, the one and only. He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is a servant and his messenger. Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. Or as we say in the Arabic language, the religious language, Arabic, Assalamu alaikum. And I said religious language on purpose because we want people to know that when we say we're talking about Arabic as Muslims, we're talking about the religious Arabic. We're talking about the revelation that Allah sent to Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him. And the only reason that he sent him the revelation in Arabic is because the Prophet himself and all of the people in that area of Mecca were Arabs. And so Allah says in the Holy Quran that he sends the revelation in the language of the messenger so that they can address the people who speak that language. And not only is that common sense, but it's a divine way of doing things. And he says in the Holy Quran, he never changes his way of dealing, never changes his way of doing things. So we as Muslims are blessed, and we, at the Juma, we are here to praise Allah and to encourage the believers, to strengthen the believers. And Allah says that when we hear, when believers hear his word, they are strengthened, and their faith is increased. And that's a verse in the Quran. Somebody's calling in. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome. Please put your phone on mute. Allah says in the Quran that whenever Allah says whenever the believers hear his word, when they hear the revelation, they feel a tremor in their hearts. Wajilat kulubuhum. They feel a tremor in their hearts, like a shaking, a quaking, a fear. And nothing else does that to them. Not about religion. We're talking about the fear where you don't want to lose this blessing. And you know it's from Allah. And you know that Allah is your friend. And you know you're going to be helped. That's the kind of respect for Allah that we're talking about. That's the kind of fear. We don't want to lose our blessing. So we come to the Jumu'ah to be encouraged and to be strengthened, to be motivated, to be stronger Muslims. And whenever we hear the revelation of Allah, our faith is increased. Our faith is increased. So the world tries to discourage you from being a Muslim. It tries to discourage you. It tries to drain you. It tries to make you tired. You look around and you see everybody having this so-called fun. And you start thinking, well, maybe we're missing something. You're missing the hellfire. Because this society is specifically mentioned in the Quran not to follow them. That if you were to follow them, you would be led away from the way of Allah. So we don't want to follow them into their sinfulness. If you, as a Muslim, people think that Muslims are against Christians. We're not against Christians or Jews. If they would give up the drinking, the smoking, the drugs, if they would give up the fornicating and committing adultery, if they would give up the sin and the crime, they would be Muslims too. Muslims are people who strive for purity, who strive for innocence, who strive for health, justice, thoughtfulness. The biggest thoughts in our mind want to be the thoughts that, what does my Creator want from me? Well, your Creator loves you. He wants the best for you. We call the Creator Allah. That means the one who is divine, perfect. He's the best of everything. He's the creator of everything. And because of him, that's why we have love. That's why we have the best. That's why we have goodness. That's why we have safety and productivity and justice, fairness. We want all the things that add up to something in life. What good does it do to live a life and every way you turn, you're running into destruction. You're running into harm. You're running into madness, suicide, abortion, homosexuality. The things that are anti-productive, that are totally against good development, totally against health, totally against decency, honor.
So if people would, if people around us, and especially in this society, you know, it claims to be a Judeo-Christian society. It claims to be a Judeo-Christian society that loves God. But if they would stop doing the things that God forbids, they would be, they could call themselves Muslims. Muslims are one who follow the will and the commandments of the Creator, who wants the best for everything and everybody. The plants are here because of the Creator. Even the viruses and the bacteria, all these things prosper. They're just living their life. All these things prosper because the Creator has ordered them to prosper. But the human being is set as, sometimes you may have heard him called the crown of creation. The crown of creation. That Allah intends good for you. He intends you to be good enough to be the leader and be a good example for everybody. That's what Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, is for the whole wide world. He's called Khair Mursaleen. He's even better than the other messengers who were sent to lead the world. Some of them were sent to lead the whole world. Some of them were just sent to their community. And Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is called a universal messenger. He's the one who's sent to everybody on earth. Everything on earth is made better because of what Allah gave him. So we're not the ones who want to poison the plants and the animals. We're not the ones who want to do away with justice and fairness. We only want to do away with slavery and evil. We only want to do battle with the devil. That's why we go to Hajj, not just waiting for Hajj. But we want to throw stones at the devil. We want to throw destruction at the devil. And Allah tells us, I forget how to say it in Arabic, but when it says, Naqtafu bil haqqi ala al-batili, that's how you say it. Naqtafu bil haqqi almost says knock the fool out. Sounds like that, no. But it's not. Arabic, if you look at the vocabulary, you'll see that even though it sounds like, and that's one of the miracles of the Quran. There's other verses that sound like you're saying something in the English language or something that the whole world should readily understand if you say it in English. And maybe something in Latin. But it's not. It's telling you in Arabic. And Allah tells you in the divine manner. Naqtafu bil haqqi ala al-batili. Hurl the truth against falsehood. That's what it's saying. Hurl the truth against falsehood. And the rest of the verse says, and it knocks out falsehood's brain. Knocks out its brain. So we as Muslims, it says in the Holy Quran, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil-nas. That you are the people, special group of people, special community, those who submit to Allah, you become special. All your sins are forgiven when you make the pledge to join what Allah has ordered for us. All your previous sins are forgiven. Somebody might say, all of them? All of them. All of them? All of them. Now, that doesn't mean that people won't kill you for doing some wicked things. People can't handle what Allah will readily forgive you for. And other religions know it too. They say, may God have mercy on your soul before they hang you. May God have mercy on your soul before they shoot you, you know. So don't do crime against the Creator, and don't do crime against the community. Don't do crime against society, and don't do crimes against yourself. Don't do crimes, common crime, and don't do the worst sin. All that is forbidden in our religion, al-Islam. So we are the people who are told that we are the people who are sent here. We're our group, those who join Allah, you're sent to forbid wrong, to encourage goodness and forbid wrong, to encourage and recommend, order goodness to people and forbid wrong, and to believe in Allah. As long as you keep believing in Allah, you know that you could make all kinds of sins. But if you keep believing in Allah and keep striving your most, your utmost, to obey Allah, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you still can go into paradise. Now that's powerful. And Allah says in the Holy Quran, He is the one who forgives all sins. So don't be down on yourself and beating up yourself. And the world's ready to beat you up. It's ready to harm you. It's ready to discourage you. It's ready, the whole world is ready to enslave you, as a matter of fact. And some people want to base it just on color, but slavery is actually based on somebody's lust for power over somebody else. They want to make themselves grand and powerful over everybody else. We're going to go into the second part of the talk in just a moment. We thank Allah for guiding us and helping us, saving us. Allah tells the believers, don't walk around on the earth like you own it, walking around pounding your feet, stomping your feet like you a big boss or something. No, Allah, we say as Muslims, we say Allahu Akbar. That means that he is greater and more important than anything or anyone. We are the Muslims. We strive for innocence. We strive for purity. We strive for dignity. We strive for order and trust and truth. These are the things, the everyday things, the good things that we strive for that you hardly hear people talking about. They are talking about being right and giving justice. You look at them and they'll scowl at you, give you an ugly face instead of a pleasant face. That's why the Prophet, peace be upon him, said even a smile can be charity. You're helping somebody. You're encouraging them not to be down. You're encouraging them not to be depressed. You're encouraging them not to have a mind of darkness and distrust and worry and fear. No, be a light. We ask Allah to increase our light and strengthen us. We ask Allah to increase our health. Make us be those who are honorable and innocent. Make us be those who don't want to sin against Allah, and we don't want to sin against truth. We don't want to sin against reason. We don't want to sin against justice. We don't want to sin against our fellow man, male or female. We want to do what's right. Now, the Constitution of the country, it says those beautiful things. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and blah, blah, blah. And ensure the domestic tranquility and provide for the common defense. Oh, that's so beautiful.
But is that really happening?
No, but in Al-Islam, if you're not a person that upholds the words that's in this book, the Holy Quran, that commands you to do justice, that commands you to be fair, that commands you to be honest, that commands you to be clean, you're supposed to cleanse yourself of foolishness and sin, disgrace. If you don't live up to these things here, Muslims aren't going to like you. Somebody's going to tell you, hey, that's not what we believe. We don't believe in doing wrong. We don't believe in being unfair. We don't believe in killing our children because we don't want to, the woman don't want to get a fat body after she get pregnant. Or he don't want the girls. He wants only sons. You know, in Arabia, they used to bury the girls because he wanted only boys to build up his army and to be proud of it and walk around boast and do more work on the farm. So they would kill the girls. Muslims don't do that. And Allah tells you in the Quran, he warns you against all these evils. We follow, in this book here, we follow everything in here. And there's verses in here that encourage you. Most of the verses encourage you to do right. And the rest of the verses encourage you not to do wrong, to tell you stay away from wrong. So it's all good. One of the names of the Holy Quran is the Book of Justice. One of the names of it is the Book of Fairness and the Book of that is Truth, all truth in it. Alhamdulillah. We're going to go into the second part of the talk. We appreciate everybody who comes to the Jumu'ah, and we say to you, assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Don't hang up, everybody who's on the line. Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala al-khair al-mursaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And that just means praise be to Allah and peace be upon Muhammad, the prophet, and his family and his companions. He is the best of all of the messengers. And peace be upon the believers the world over. Brothers and sisters, let yourself be made of truth. Let yourself be made of strength. Let yourself be made of that which will ward off evil and make bad people and criminals stay away from you. The criminals don't want us to be successful. They don't want us to be the people who lead to what's right. Allah says, I don't know if I finished that verse or not, it says that akuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil nas, that you are a community, you are a people, you're the people, you're the group who are raised up, out, brought forward, for the benefit of all mankind, for the benefit of all mankind. Because of you, the world gets benefits. When you stand up for what's right, you're benefiting the people around you. You know how the bullies want to, them and their gang want to beat up somebody. But every now and then, there's somebody who's strong enough to stand up to the bullies and say, "Nah, man, I'm not going to let y'all do that." I had somebody help me. I think I was about third or fourth grade. And we were in class, and they were making fun of the guy. They were making fun of the guy's sister. I didn't know she had a brother. But they were making fun of this girl, and I said to them, "I'm third or fourth grade." And I said, "Why don't y'all leave the lady alone?" And one of them said, "What?" And he told his friends, he said, "Oh, okay. Don't y'all say nothing to him. Don't bother him." He said, "Don't beat him up. Just kill him." So I knew they were going to get me after class. So when the bell rang, I shot out the door. And I got outside. They caught up with me. And they piled on top of me. All of them was hitting me, kicking me. This was third grade in Chicago. It's real rough out there. And all of a sudden, and I feel the weight of this whole group. All of a sudden, the crowd get a little bit lighter, and a little bit lighter, and a little bit lighter. And I said, "What's going on? It's getting lighter instead of harder and heavier." And I didn't know it, but she had a big brother that was two or three grades ahead of us. And when he came out there, he started snatching them off and socking them, kicking them in the behind, making them run. And she had told her brother that that's the boy that helped me in class, spoke up for me in class. And now all the bullies was finding out what a good, strong person is about. And that's how we are as Muslims. Don't you know that because Allah has created us in the way he has created us and given us the laws and the rules that we have, that we benefit 5% of the earth. Because of our numbers, 2 billion, we make up about 25% of the earth. But this little 25%, it's like David and Goliath. This little 25% of the people on the earth are standing up to the bullies and telling them, "No, you're not going to destroy everything. You're not going to destroy everybody. You're not going to sell dope around it. You're not going to sell alcohol." So we speak against these things. If we ever get strong enough, we're going to beat them down physically too. But in this society here, right now, Satan got big numbers, and they're encouraging the people to destroy themselves. They encourage you to get on drugs. They encourage you to gamble. They encourage you in teenage pregnancies. They encourage you in abortion. They encourage you, a man, not to even be a man. They want to upset the order of the whole creation with homosexuality, encouraging a woman not to want to be a woman, not to show her femininity, not to show her love, not to open up her fertility so that the society and the community and the family can be advanced with normal-minded people. They want to encourage the people to be freaks, monsters and freaks. They'll get mad at you to say that. I think some states are working on a law where if you even speak against homosexuals, you can get arrested or fined or whatever. But who are we going to obey? The state, or we're going to obey the creator of the whole wide world? We're going to obey the creator of the whole wide world. We call him Allah. And he said, Jesus is all about love. Yes, we know Jesus is about love, but Jesus himself never said that his love or his word was greater than the words of the one who created him. I feel sorry for the Jews and the Christians if they have if they worship someone or anything besides Allah. The religion has been hijacked and turned into a cult of murder, a cult of suicide, where they claim that Jesus wanted to be killed for the sinners. We don't have anybody in our community, in the Muslim community, who wants to be destroyed for crime and sin, who wants to encourage crime and sin, who wants to support crime and sin. No, we want to do away with that, so we speak against it. Right now, our greatest power is to speak against it. In fact, that's the original power. Prophet Muhammad and Jesus and Moses and all of them came with the word of Almighty God. And that's what we do. And I encourage all the Muslims to be strong and to stand up. Don't be neutral, because Satan ain't neutral. He wants to destroy you. So you got to be strong. You got to hurl this truth against Satan's head and knock out his brain, knock out his words, knock out his media. That's how he progresses, you know. Through words. He's constantly, constantly, constantly. You don't have a phone, they'll give you a phone just so you can stay in touch. Just so you can hear what the lies are, the latest lies, the news media, the cartoons. They got homosexual activity and information in the cartoons for little kids. See? That's why in some countries they won't let you bring in the media from America. Did you know that? I'm not bagging on America. I'm telling you the truth. America has some raunchy stuff here. Raunchy, nasty stuff going on. And they'll target your children. And the lawmakers can't stand up to it. They're too weak. And the homosexuals will tell them, if you don't act right, we'll shut down your state. We'll shut down your company. We won't do business with you. Oh, well, too bad. That's how strong you got to be. That's how strong you got to be. You got to be strong enough to stand up to the weak lawmakers who are sellouts against truth and justice. They claim they love Jesus. You're a sellout against Jesus. You're a sellout against Moses. The Jews claim they love Moses when you are part of making a media that lets the people do what you told them to do and then lie on them and tell them this is what y'all wanted anyway, right? No, it's not. What the people want, their heart and their soul, all of it belongs to Allah. Your goods, your persons, your property, everything belongs to Allah. So your real soul, your real life is calling for stability. Your real life is calling for justice. Your real life is calling for peace. They call us peace, Muslims. They call our religion peace, Islam. Yeah, I mean peace. The peace is brought about by obeying the Creator, following what's natural, following what's real, following what He has ordered you to do. That's what will give you peace.
Brothers and sisters, you know, if any of you know me, you know I could go on and on. I love talking about this society and comparing it, what it's supposed to be doing. We Muslims are doing what society is supposed to be doing, and it's ordered by the Creator. This book right here, take it and put it in your life. Be strong with this book. Be a buddy of this book. Be a friend of this book. Do you know this book has been given the right to ask Allah to forgive you your sins by virtue of the fact that you tried to follow what's in this book? This book has been granted the right of intercession to speak up for you and ask Allah to forgive you your sins because you were a friend to this book. You taught this book. You spoke this book. You lived this book, the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, we are quite fortunate. We are quite fortunate. Allah says, verily on the friends of Allah, there is no fear, nor shall they grieve. That's why we espouse and love this book, hold this book, hold on to this book, hold on to this word. These are the words of the Creator, clear guidance, with no doubt in it, clear guidance for those who respect Allah, who regard Allah, who have the fear of losing the protection of Allah. Brothers and sisters, we need the protection of Allah in this society. They're coming up with all kinds of schemes to wipe us out. Allah says, it's not you they hate. You know what they hate? It's the revelation of Allah which the wicked condemn. They hate Allah, and they don't want you to represent what Allah says. So don't take it so personal when you keep coming up against all these tests, and these tests come to you. Allah sends you tests, but the world every day, Satan don't want you to survive the test. Allah says he gives you tests to strengthen you. Satan wants to destroy you. But take this book and hurl it against the falsehood and be stable in this life with this book. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. That means Allah, truly Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. Oh, you believe, do you likewise? Give him the regard, respectful regard. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ala Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ala Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim fil alamin innaka Hamidum Majid. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. And that means, our Lord, give us wives and offspring that will be comfort to our eyes and grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawmi al-kafirin. And that means, our Lord, forgive us any of our sins and faults, anything we have done that transgressed our duty, and grant us the grace to lead the righteous and grant us the strength against those who stand against. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa atina dhabanar.
Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the chastisement of hell fire. Amen. Asking us for that, stand to prayer, shoulder to shoulder.
Just now, make your feet line up in your shoulder, touching together, like a solid wall. Or else it would be like a solid wall that can shake down. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولا خير لكم إن هم المؤمنون
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بالله أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
Brothers and sisters, if you're on the line, assalamu alaikum. Brothers and sisters, if you're on the line, remember that Jummah, get to Jummah as early as you can and receive the blessings, more blessings from Allah when we get to Jummah as early as we can. We thank you for joining us, and we ask Allah's blessings be upon those who are ill here in this hospital and elsewhere, and to bless them, have mercy on them, forgive them their sins, and those who have passed away, return to Allah. We ask Allah to have mercy upon them, forgive them their sins, and admit them into paradise, and may their families not suffer at their loss, for their loss, and let us, as Muslims, pray for them, and be strong in this way of life, and inshallah, we'll see you next week, or the next time that we have a Muslim meeting. Take care of your family.
And we'll speak to you soon, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for joining us again. And thank you, Block Talk Radio, for your continued support. Appreciate you so much. And you've been doing this for us for years. So may Allah bless you all, and especially over there, Imam Amin Yasir Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum to you all.